弟兄姐妹平安。Thank you for inviting me. Actually, Pastor Chang invited me, so you guys are stuck with me, right?
很开心你们邀请我来。各位正道。
Yeah, I'm thankful that I can be here and just share from God's word.
我很开心能够在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
I think this is a good opportunity for me to get to know more people in this church besides the youth.
这次呢可以给我很好的机会让我认识教会更多的人除了青少年团契之外。
Yeah, so again, thank you for inviting me here.
谢谢你邀请我来。
So let me begin with the story.
我从一个故事开始。
There's this businessman that bumped into an old friend at a roadhouse.
有一位商人呢在一家旅社呢偶遇一位老朋友。
He finds him actually drunk and shabbily dressed.
他发现他其实是喝醉了而且衣着非常的破烂。
He said, what happened to you, Frank? You used to be so rich.
他说你怎么了 Frank? 你不是以前很有钱吗？
And Frank told a sad story of some bad investments that led to his downfall.
那这位 Frank 呢就告诉这个商人他讲述了一个非常糟糕的投资导致他垮台的一个悲惨故事。
So the businessman decided to give him some advice.
所以这位商人呢就决定给他一点建议。
So he tells Frank, he says, go home, open your Bible at random, and stick your finger on the page.And there is God's answer for you.
所以这个商人跟 Frank 说，你回家，随便翻开你的圣经，把你的手指放在哪一页上，上面就会有上帝的答案。
So months passed by.
几个月过去了。
And this businessman, he bumps into Frank again.
这位商人又碰到了 Frank.
And Frank is wearing a Gucci suit and a Rolex.
那 Frank 穿着的 Gucci 的西装和劳力士的手表。
He's driving a Mercedes.
然后开着奔驰的汽车。
And so the businessman says, Frank, I'm so glad to see that things have really turned around for you.
这位商人就说 ,Frank, 我好高兴哦你的情况终于有很好的转变。
And so Frank just explains to him, he says, yes, I actually opened my Bible and put my finger down on the page, and there was the answer.
那位 Frank 就说我其实回家真的打开了我的圣经把我的手指就放在圣经的那一页上答案就出来了。
It said chapter 11.
这个答案就是第十一章。Chapter 11, 十一章在美国的意思就是申请破产的意思。
Yeah, thank you for translating that. I didn't realize that's kind of an American joke, sorry. But so Frank was so excited by this new process, he tried it again next week.
然后 Frank 非常开心觉得这个新的过程帮助他很大所以他决定下一个礼拜再试试看。
So he opens the Bible and he points again.
他打开圣经再次用他的手指指着那一页。
And the verse says, Judas hung himself.
没有想到手指落在圣经的经文竟然是马太福音的27章第五节犹太出去吊死的经文。
So he thinks, oh, this must be a mistake. So he opens his Bible again, points the finger.
他觉得这可能搞错了吧所以呢他又再一次的用他的手指指向圣经那这一次呢没有想到的是路加福音的十章37节说你去造型吧
Okay, go and do likewise Yeah, okay, so you got ahead of me Okay, the third time
第三次
He points his finger and it says Whatever you are about to do, do it quickly
这次的经文是说你需要做的你就去做吧
So, okay, so this story obviously is not the best advice on how to find God's will.
很显然的，上面的这个故事呢，并不是一个很好的一个例子，怎么样能够让我们在生活中找到上帝旨意的一个很好的例子。
And there's a lot of important decisions that we have to make in our life.
其实呢，在我们的生活当中，有很多需要做的重要的决定。
Like, who should we marry? What job path should I take?
例如我们应该要跟谁结婚我们应该去做什么样的工作
And sometimes we have a really hard time knowing how to bring God into our decisions.
有的时候对我们来说如何把神的旨意带到我们做决定的过程当中是有些困难的。
So in today's passage, we read this moment where disciples have to make a decision on who they're going to choose to replace Judas.
所以今天的经文当中我们要看到的是门徒如何 做决定来选择谁要代替犹大。
And a lot of times people read this passage and they just focus on this moment where the disciples, they cast lots.
很多时候我们在读这一段经文的时候，可能都是关注于是门徒如何用这个抽签的方式来选择替代的人。
But in reality, this passage also shows us there are many different resources that the disciples used in the process of making decisions.
但如果你仔细阅读这段经文，你会发现门徒在他们的决策过程当中选择了许多不同的资源。
So I believe there's three resources here for us to help us in decision making.
我相信呢，有三个资源呢是可以帮助我们。
And those three things are scripture, wisdom, and providence.
这三个的这个资源呢，就是圣经的经文、智慧和天意。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I just ask that you would be with us here this morning.
主，我在这里恳求你与我们同在。
We thank you just for your love and your mercies that are new every morning.
谢谢你，你的爱，你的怜悯，让我们每天都更新。
I pray that you'd speak through your word this morning.
主啊，我祷告，我们就专注于你的话语当中。
That you'd give us wisdom and you'd help you'd guide us through our big decisions in life.
主啊，给我们智慧，帮助我们，引导我们做最好的决定。
Thank you and pray these things in Jesus' name.
谢谢主，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
So, in verse 20, what we find is the disciples are meeting together and praying with about 120 followers of Christ at this time. The church is only about 120 people.
在今天的经文的二十节里面，我们可以看到门徒大概是与120位基督的跟随者一起。
And they're trying to figure out, they're asking God, what should they do next?
他们在一起想要去问上帝，我们应该怎么做？
And the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, reminds Peter of a scripture.
主就透过了圣灵将圣经的经文印在彼得的心上。
And it's actually this passage that God impresses on his heart, and he realizes that he needs to replace Judas with another disciple.
圣灵就告诉彼得，让彼得意识到说，主希望他们再选另外一个门徒来代替犹大。
They could have started with 11.
他们可以就从剩下的11个门徒开始。
But as you see in that passage, the scriptures actually, like Peter realized that the scriptures was encouraging him to complete the 12 disciples.
在经文当中我们可以看到圣灵就是要告诉彼得说我们就是要达到十二个门徒的这个数字。
And this is really important because the disciples were now going to be apostles.
其实这个数字是很重要的，因为这十二个门徒将要成为使徒。
So in this passage, one of the first things that we learn is that God uses scripture to align, well, God wants us to align our hearts with scripture.
在这一节经文当中我们学习到神是要我们的心与他的话语是一致的。
Scripture reveals what's on God's heart.
那经文呢其实是非常清楚的揭示了上帝的心意。
By knowing Scripture and submitting to Scripture, we begin to align our hearts with God's heart.
透过了解圣经并且顺服圣经里面神的话，我们便开始将我们的心与上帝的心一起对质对齐。
And one of the things that Scripture does is it helps us to examine our hearts.
有一件经文有另外一件很重要的事情，就是怎么样能够审查我们的心。
And there's this passage in Proverbs 16, 1 through 3 in verse 9, and it talks about how we need to examine our heart when we are making decisions.
那在箴言16章的第一节到第三节和第九节当中呢，就告诉我们说怎么样能够审查我们的心，并且愿意委身交给神。
And then, can you read it for us?
I'm going to read it?
Yeah.
好，那我再读一下箴言16章1到3节。 心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。十六章第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
So we see in this passage that God, you know, in the end actually has the final say, right?
那其实从这些经文当中，我们可以看得出来，最终的决定权还是我们的神。
What I think is helpful about this passage is that sometimes God doesn't, actually a lot of times, God doesn't necessarily lead us very clearly.
那这些经文呢，是一个很清楚的指引，是因为有的时候的确，神没有很清楚的指引我们。
But if God doesn't give us visions or he doesn't speak to us directly, then what do we have to make decisions in life?
那但是神呢，会给我们意象，然后呢，告诉我们的心，指引我们的心，怎么样能够做最好的决定。
And this passage reminds us that we are, that God weighs the motives of our hearts.
那这个经文告诉我们，神用他的方式怎么样能够去把我们的心改变，然后我们心里面的动机完全是由神来带领。
Verse 3 encourages us that whatever we do, whatever decisions we make,We need to be able to commit our ways to the Lord.
第三节特别告诉我们，不管我们做什么，不管我们做什么决定，我们都要把自己交托给神。
So this is a very important question to ask yourself.
所以这是一个很重要的问题要问自己的。
When you're making a decision, weigh the motives of your heart. What are your motives?
当你在做决定的时候，真正内心深处的那个动机是什么？
Are they good motives? And can you commit this decision to the Lord?
这个是一个好的动机吗？你能够把自己完全交托给神吗？
And if you look at verse 24, you see that one of the things that the disciples pray, they say like, Lord, you know our hearts.
在《使徒行传》一章二十四节里面讲到，当众人祷告的时候呢，他们就跟神说，主啊，你知道万人的心。
So the disciples had to align their hearts with Scripture.
所以这些门徒们把他们的心跟我们跟神的心对齐一致。
And that's why the Scriptures are such an important factor in us making decisions in life.
所以经文很清楚地告诉我们一个很重要的关键是怎么样能够把我们的心跟神联合一致。
So you know, there's a lot of things that the Scriptures.Very clearly tell us that we shouldn't do.
很多时候在经文里面讲得很清楚，有一些事情是我们不能做的。
So nobody can say God led me to do this if it violates Scripture.
没有人可以说，哦，这是神要我做的，可是却是违反了圣经的教导和原则。
You can't say, oh, I want to be part of the mafia. I think God is leading me to be part of the mafia.
你没有办法说，哦，我想要参加帮派，因为是神。引导我要去参加帮派。
Or God wants me to be a telemarketer. I'm just kidding.
或者说要做这个网络的这个销售啊什么的。
I'm joking around. I threw a curveball at her. Sorry.
他是就在开玩笑。
But there's some things that are obvious that scriptures tell us, you know, don't do this. And so scripture very clearly tells us that don't, you know, there it,Clearly shows us things that we decisions that we shouldn't make.
那圣经里面就非常清楚的告诉我们，有一些事情是我们不能做的，也是违反圣经的原则的。那我们就是不要去做这样的决定。
So there's this pastor named John MacArthur.
那有一位约翰麦克阿瑟牧师。
I remember he made a teaching on finding God's will in your life.
他有做一系列的教导，就是怎么样寻找上帝的旨意。
And he said this: You want to know what God's will is for your life?
他说：“你是不是真的想要知道上帝在你生命当中的旨意是什么吗？”
He said, "I'll tell you what God's will is for your life."
对，他说：“我来告诉你，神在你身上旨意是什么。”
And then he started pointing to all these passages in Scripture that start with, "It is God's will."
Okay, 他事实上，这位麦克阿瑟牧师呢，就指出在圣经里面 说明有关于上帝旨意的这些圣经段落，就从顺服上帝的话语开始。
There was a passage that said, "It is God's will for you to submit to God's word."
那就是圣经里面讲的，这是上帝的意念，希望你能够将自己委身给上帝。
It is God's will for you to be sanctified.
这是神的旨意，让你能够分别为圣，做过得胜的生活。
It is God's will for you to be sexually pure.
这是上帝的旨意，要你在性方面能够纯洁。
To be generous.
能够慷慨大方。
To walk in love.
能够在爱中行走。
So he's, and after he was done, he said, okay, well then, how does this help me make decisions in life?
好的，他的教导，但是呢，又怎么能够帮助我们，做好的决定呢？
And he said, if you're doing all these things, you've aligned your heart with Scripture.
他说，如果你能够做这些事情的话，你就能够把你的心跟上帝的心意是能够 一致对齐的。
He said, do whatever you want.
那就是你可以随心所欲的做。
If your heart is aligned with God, then he can lead you through your desires.
如果你的心是跟神的心意是一致对齐的话，那其实神就往往会按照你的愿望来引导你。
If God doesn't lead us clearly, then that means I believe that He gives us freedom to choose.
那我很相信的是，神呢，他就会给我们这种选择的自由。
So Adam and Eve is an example.
另外一个例子就是亚当与夏娃。
God gave them very clear directions.
神给亚当夏娃很清楚的指引。
He says, "All the fruits in the garden you can eat."
他说，所有在伊甸园的果子你都可以吃。
Except from these two trees.
只有这两棵树的果子你不要吃。
And Adam didn't pray like God, "Should I eat an apple or a fig?"
那亚当他并没有跟神祷告说，哦，我今天要吃苹果还是要吃无花果？我问神，神来帮我做决定。
God through His Word had already set the boundaries.
那神的话已经很清楚的标明这个界限。
So there was freedom to choose.
那这是给他们有选择的自由。
So when God's not leading clearly,
如果神的带领不是很明确的时候
，weigh your motives and align your heart with Scripture and commit it to the Lord.
在这个时候呢，你可以权衡你的动机。让你的动机跟圣经的教导保持一致，并且愿意委身交托顺服神。
So now there's another resource that God gives us.
第二个资源是我要跟你分享的。
And that is he encourages us to use wisdom.
他鼓励我们使用智慧。
Now this isn't as obvious in this passage, but we see Peter making a decision based on wisdom.
那我们可以看到的就是在这个使徒行传的经文当中呢，很清楚看到彼得帮助我们用神的话语。
In choosing the next disciple, he knew it was important that they needed to choose someone that was a witness to Jesus' ministry, his death, and his resurrection.
所以他们很清楚的看到就是说，如果他们要选择下一个门徒来替代犹大的话，这位门徒呢，必须是一个可以见证基督的事工、基督的死亡和复活，而是他们是亲这个人必须是亲眼见证过耶稣传道、教导、死亡和复活的见证人。
They needed the apostles to be an eyewitness.
是要眼睛亲眼见证的。
So they chose two people that were qualified for the position.
所以他们选择了两个最有资格可以担任门徒的人。
And in this passage, it says that two of them were nominated.
在这个经文当中呢，我们可以看到有两个候选人。
And the way I understand is that they were talking about, they were listening to each other, they were discussing who would be the best candidates.
从我的理解是，当这些门徒在聚集，然后他们是一起讨论这两位候选人，他们互相聆听。然后讨论谁是最好的一个人选。
So of course we need to pray and look for God's leading in our life.
是的，我们要祷告，我们要寻求神的带领和智慧。
But we also need to be wise.
我们需要有智慧。
And God does not ask us to set aside our wisdom, when we pray and ask him to lead us.
当我们祷告神来带领我们的时候呢，并没有让我们去把这个智慧放在一边。
Oftentimes we need to use wisdom to find the best course of action.
有的时候我们是需要神的智慧来帮助我们找到什么是对我们最好的。
So there's an example in Acts 27.
这有一个例子是在使徒行传的27章。
Paul is in a boat, and the boat is in the middle of a severe storm.
那保罗呢正在乘船要到罗马，然后在这个乘船的过程当中呢，有暴风雨发生了。
The storm was bad enough that the sailors were thinking about getting on a lifeboat and leaving the ship.
那风暴就是糟糕到一个程度，这些水手们都惊慌失措，到一个程度都希望要弃船，然后要登上救生艇逃命。
And Paul tries to calm them down.
那保罗试着把他们平静下来。
And he tells them that the Lord actually spoke to him the day before.
那他告诉这些水手们，神其实在前一天已经告诉他。
And the messenger told him that nobody would lose their life.
神在前一天已经告诉他说，没有人会在这一条船上丧失他的生命。
But when the sailors try to leave, Paul warns them.
那当这些水手想要逃命的时候呢，保罗警告了他们。
And he actually warns a centurion too.
他其实也祷告也警告了一位百夫长。
And he tells the centurion, if these sailors leave, then we will die.
他告诉这个百夫长说，如果这些水手弃船逃命离开的话，我们会死。
Yeah, so in this passage, we see that God's sovereignty was involved.
我们可以在这件事情，我们可以看到神的主权在这当中。
God had already revealed to Paul that everyone would live.
神已经告诉保罗，每一个人在这船上都会生存。
But he still needed to act in wisdom and prudence.
但是保罗仍然要用智慧和谨慎来行事。
He still needed to prevent the sailors from leaving.
他是还是需要告诉这些水手不要离开这个船。
An author named Jerry Bridges wrote this in a book called Trusting God.
一位福音派基督徒的作家叫Jerry Bridges， 他特别有写了一本书是有关这方面的。
He said, we must depend on God to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. I'll read the whole thing.
Okay.
And what we must, to the same degree, depend on him to enable us to do what we must do for ourselves.
他说呢，我们必须依靠上帝为我们做我们不能为自己做的事情，但我们也必须在同样的程度上依靠上帝，使我们能够做我们必须为自己做的事情。
We must depend on God enabling us to do what we must do for ourselves.
我们必须依靠神来帮助我们来做我们应该要做的事情。
So we see the disciples, they're making this decision together.
我们看到这些门徒怎么样能够在一起做这个决定。
And so they're seeking wise counsel.
他们寻找有智慧的这个諮商。
And so wisdom we find oftentimes we find it in our brothers and sisters in Christ.
很多时候呢，我们在征求意见、征求諮商的时候呢，是从我们弟兄有智慧的弟兄姐妹那里寻求的。
God can speak through the wisdom of others.
很多时候，神会把他的智慧告诉其他人。
Be willing to listen to good counsel.
所以他会。所以我们就要去听这从他人来的智慧的言语。
Do not be so proud that you don't surround yourself with the wisdom of others.
不要说因为自己好像不需要去寻求别人智慧的这个意见而感到骄傲。
And Pastor Chang's a very wise man.
像郑牧师就是一个很有智慧的人。
You can pay me later for that. I'm just kidding. Okay. The last thing is a resource that God gives us is providence.
那最后一个资源呢，就是第三个资源，我要跟各位分享。
So we see in verse 26 that the disciples They had already submitted themselves to scriptures. They examined their motives. They acted in wisdom and choosing some good candidates. But then they relied, and they even relied on the wisdom of others. But this is long, I know. After all that, they relied on God's providence.
第三个资源呢，事实上就是也可以讲是天意或者是神的旨意。最重要的是前面我们在讨论的时候，我们可以看到是门徒们已经顺服了圣经的话语，他们也审查了自己的动机，然后他们也很明智的选择了优秀的候选人。那他们是甚至透过彼此的智慧和一起讨论他们提名的这个候选人。那所以最后呢，很重要一点就是他们要依靠上帝的旨意来帮助他们做出最后的决定。
And so we see here is that they did something that the Bible calls casting lots.
所以我们可以看到是在这里这些门徒做了一件事情，就是用抽签的方式。
And honestly, I don't think we know very much about what casting lots really is.
老实说呢，我们对这个抽签的过程呢，知道的并不多。
And the scriptures don't command us to make decisions in life by casting lots.
那圣经里面也没有命令我们说要用这种抽签的过程来做决定。
But what we do know is that casting lots is similar to like throwing dice or flipping a coin.
但我们可以知道的是说，抽签呢就很类似于去掷骰子或是丢这个铜板的一个看正反面的一个过程。
So in some ways, they left this.Last part of decision making, to the Lord's leading.
那可以是说，他们把最后一步要做决定的这件事情呢，就是完全交给神来带领。
But a lot of theologians and pastors, they would not recommend that this is like we should make decisions by flipping a coin or you know that big decisions like that. We shouldn't be doing that.
但有一些神学家就是也不希望我们好像就是要用这种抽签的方式来帮助我们做决定。
But if you think about it, in this situation, there wasn't really a bad choice, right?
Yeah, 但是呢，如果我们看某一些的状况下，那用抽签的方式并不见得是一个不好的选择。
They had used scripture. They had used wisdom in at least narrowing down to two good candidates.
那他们已经用了经文，然后用他们的智慧，然后审查他们的动机来选了这个候选人。
So they didn't rely solely on providence.
那他们并没有，他们现在就是完全就是看看神的旨意，他的天意是要谁。
So I read about this one pastor, John Piper. I don't know if you guys know him, but he shared about one of his decision-making processes that sometimes involves providence.
那这个 John Piper 呢，他也是一位牧师呢，他 也分享过，就是说，有的时候我们的确要依靠天意来做最后的决定。
So in his church, when they vote, they needed a certain number of pastors to vote and a certain ratio of lay elders to vote.
然后他就分享说他们教会里面呢他们在有一次开会的时候，他们需要有特定牧师的数目跟这个代职长老的数目的一个比例，才能够来做这个投票的一个过程。
So they are a big church, so they have a lot of pastors and lay elders.
你可以看到他们是很大的教会，有很多的牧师，有很多的代职长老。
And sometimes there's too many lay elders.
那有的时候有太多的代职长老，
so they require some of them not to vote.
所以他们会需要有一些代职的长老不要投票。
So they just have them draw numbers.
但这种情况之下，他们就要他们抽签这个号码。
So in a lot of ways, that's kind of like leaving it up to God's providence, right?
这种方式其实就是一种方法，就是交给神了，由神的带领。就是完全是神的天意。
But at the same time, you see that these elders are people that they can trust.
那他同时，他们从他的过程当中，我们也看到他们是可以相信这些代职长老。
So some theologians think that when they cast lots, they did it to avoid arguments.
所以有的时候呢，有一些神学家会认为说，用这种方式呢，可以去避免争吵。
And they would leave they leave that outcome to circumstance and to God's providence.
他就是把这个的结果和这个最后的一个决定呢，就是交给神，由神的天意来带领。
So, providence is a very important factor in decision making.
那事实上，神的天意或是神的旨意呢，是一个很重要的决定的过程需要的。
And maybe I like gave a lot of warnings so far.
也许我现在跟各位的分享，好像给了很多的这个让你有点警觉的一些讯息。
And that's because I know that this can be a very subjective way of making decisions.
因为呢，我知道很多时候在我们做决定的时候是蛮主观的。
But I do believe God will sometimes lead us by giving us a timely, like Bible verse.
那有的时候呢，神会及时的给我们一些圣经的话语。
Or maybe a sermon that just came right at the moment where you needed it.
也许是牧师的一篇讲章，就在那及时的时候给了你一个指引。
And I think many of you have probably experienced this before, but sometimes God just keeps repeating like passages in our life, like over and over again, it's the same theme over and over again. And so I think God's trying to get our attention.
那有的时候，我相信我们可能在生活上一直经历一些事情，好像一直是重复的，周而复始的，一再发生的一些同样的事情。那我觉得这个是好像神在给我们一些信息在里头。
So I'll give you an example of when I was in college.
我用我在大学的时候的一个例子。
It was my first year in college, and I was visiting all these churches and all these fellowships.
那是我大学一年级的时候呢，我去了很多的教会，也去了很多的团契。
And I was trying to decide which one to go to. There are so many choices.
那我试着要去决定说，到底我要去参加哪一个团契，因为有太多太多的选择。
And so I started to pray in my dorm room. I just started to pray. I said, God, please lead me clearly.
所以呢，我就在我的宿舍里面开始祷告，希望神能够给我一个清楚的指引。
And while I was praying, the phone rang, and I picked it up.
那在我祷告的时候呢，电话响了。
And there was this gentleman on the phone. He says, Hi, my name is Young.
那这位一位先生打电话给我，他叫 Young.
My name You know, I'm calling you. I'm from the Navigators. The Navigators is one of the fellowships on the campus.
那这位Young弟兄呢，就跟他说，跟牧师说，我是从这个基督徒的导航会打来的。那导航会呢，也是一个团契，一种校际的团契的性质。
Yeah, and he gave me some information about it, and then you know, I hung up.
然后他给了我一些资料，那我们就结束了谈话。
So I didn't think too much of it. I said, "Oh, it's a coincidence." So I started praying again.
那我没有想太多，我想可能是巧合，所以我就继续祷告。
And a minute later, the phone rings again.
然后一分钟之后，电话又响了。
I say hello, and then it's another person from the Navigators, a different person.
然后我接起电话之后，竟然说话的人是另外一个导航会的弟兄打电话给我。
And he starts giving me information about their fellowship.
然后他开始给了我他们这个团契的一些资料。
And I said, hey, someone already called me.
然后我说，哎，刚刚已经有一个人已经打过电话给我了。
And he apologizes, sorry, I don't know how you got on more than one list.
然后他就说，哦，对不起，我不知道你的名字放在很多不同的这个人的手上。对。
Yeah, and I said, oh, no problem, and I hung up.
然后我说，哦，没问题，那我就把电话挂了。
And I started scratching my head a little bit.
然后开始在我脑海里面好像有点在想这件事情。
Then I started praying again.
然后我再开始祷告。
And the phone rang.
电话又响了。
And this time it was somebody that I had met. Like he was like I think a sophomore in college.
那这个人呢，这个打电话人呢，是我已经认识的，他是大学二年级的我的师哥。
And we had exchanged numbers.
那我们曾经有交换过电话号码。
And he called me to ask what fellowship I was going to go to, because he knew I was a Christian.
那他打电话是要问我说我要去哪一个团契，因为他知道我是一个基督徒。
And then he told me he was from the Navigators.
然后他告诉我说他就是基督徒导航会的。
So I was really surprised, and I said, "Okay, well, two of you guys have already called me."
然后呢，他就是我又非常非常的惊讶，有这么多的人打电话给我，都是导航会的。
And、he apologized. He was just calling as a new friend, basically.
Yeah, 他也告诉他说，前面已经有两个导航会的人打电话给他了，所以他就跟他抱歉说，哦，他不知道，那他只是想看看他怎么样。
So I hang up and.I'm pretty stubborn, right? So
yeah, 所以我就挂掉电话了。我觉得我好像很顽固的样子。
So I said, God, one more phone call.
然后我跟神说，再给我一次电话。
I started praying, and the phone rings.
然后我开始祷告，没想到电话又响了。
And it's a friend who went to my high school.
然后是我高中的朋友，高中同学。
And we ended up in the same college together.
那我们是在同一个大学一起就读。
And she asked me, "What fellowship are you going to go to?"
然后她问我说，你要去哪一个团契？
I said, "I don't know yet."
我说我不知道。
And she said, "Okay, you should go to the Navigators."
然后她说，哦，你应该要去导航会。
She knew some people there and was excited about it and wanted to go to the Navigators.
啊，因为她认识导航会里面的一些弟兄姐妹，所以她非常的兴奋，想要去导航会。
I know that's a silly story, but to me, that was God's providence.
我知道这个故事好像我个人的经验，这个故事好像有点好笑，但是对我来讲，这个就是一个神的旨意，神的天意所指。
And sometimes it might not be as clear as that.
也许不是那么清楚。
But sometimes God will lead us with impressions or desires that He places on our heart.
但是神有的时候就是会带领我们用一个在我们内心就刻上的一个印象。
There is a spiritual.You know, kind of father, who taught that we should pay attention to two things. He calls it consolation and desolation.
那是就是说在属灵的方面来讲的话，就是说我们可能会注意到这两个字。这两个字的一个字叫 consolation， 就是有一点是安慰的意思。那另外一个字叫 desolation， 就是有一点是荒凉或者是属灵的旷野的那个意思。
So consolation is when we sense God's presence and interior feelings of peace and rightness of choice.
那这种 consolation 这种属灵上面的安慰就是说我们可以感受到神与我们同在。然后呢所以我们就会感觉到神的同在以及内心的那种平安，因为觉得知道自己说我们做的是一个正确的决定。
And consolation leads you to feel encouraged, confident, and calm about your decision.
那 consolation 这个属灵上面的安慰这个字呢，就会让我们觉得说，当我们在做出决定的时候，会感到非常的鼓舞、自信和平静和平安。
And desolation will move you to a sense of hopelessness or agitation or restlessness.
那另外一个字呢，就是属灵的这个荒凉或者属灵的旷野，就是说，意思就是说是，当我们在做决定的时候，反而是让我们觉得心里面非常的无望、绝望，甚至很躁动、很不安的感觉。
So desolation can mean that we're moving away from a good decision.
所以这种属灵的荒凉与旷野呢，就是告诉我们，意味到我们正在远离一个做好决定的一个方向，我们远离了。
So we are running out of time, so I need to speed this up.
知道我时间不够，我需要讲快一点。
So Susie, please, I might skip some things. Okay. So when I sensed God's call to ministry, there was a sense of desolation and consolation in my life.
事实上，当神呼召我成为全时间服事的传道人呢，我非常清楚的感受到属灵的安慰和属灵的荒凉。
And I was studying for my GREs, and I was trying to make a decision on what graduate school to go to.
那我正在准备考研的这个研究所的这个考试，这个 GRE 这个考试，然后在准备申请研究所。
And I was wanted to apply to a school that gave me a degree in counseling.
那我希望能够申请到的学校是能够给我一个研究所硕士学位，有关于諮商的这个学位。
And I remember this one night I made decisions. I said, okay, these are the schools I'm going to apply to.
那有天晚上呢，我就决定说，哦，这些学校就是我要去申请去读。
And I couldn't sleep that night.
可是那个晚上我没有办法睡。
My heart was just very disturbed.
我的心其实是非常不安的。
And at that time in my life, I had a lot of different ministry with a lot of non-Christians.
然后呢，我就在祷告的时候，就那个亮光让我一直不断看到了我在生活当中一些服事的人，他们都不是基督徒。
And I kept thinking about all these people that I've been sharing the gospel to.
然后他就觉得说，我应该可以跟这些人分享福音。
There's that sense of desolation in my heart.
就是在这个时候呢，就觉得心里面就有那种不安的那心里面就觉得很安慰，就是说这些人是应该我要去服事传福音的。
So I said, God, maybe you're leading me to full-time ministry.
那我跟神说，是不是神你就是要我成为全时间的传道人？
Because I keep thinking about all these people I'm trying to share the gospel with.
然后我就一直看到这些还没有成为基督徒的人，我觉得我应该要把福音传给他们。
So that night I said, okay, God, then I'm going to move toward the path of full-time ministry.
所以我跟神祷告说，神，那这样我就朝向成为全时间传道人的这个服事的道路上面走。
Right away, there was a sense of peace, and I fell asleep.
马上，我的心里非常的平安，然后我马上就可以入眠睡觉。
So that was just as an example of consolation and desolation.
这个就是一个我自己的经历，怎么样能够从属灵的安慰。从属灵的这个荒凉旷野走到属灵的安慰。
But afterwards, I still sought counsel and I still looked for wisdom from the church.
当然，之后呢，我仍然继续不断的向教会寻求建议和这个确认。
But this providence is what pushed me in the right direction.
但是这个天意，这个神的旨意呢，帮助我朝向正确的方向走。
So.We're going to end with this idea of aligning our hearts with Scripture.
所以我们现在将要应用到怎么样把我们的心能够跟神的话语能够对齐一致。
I think God really shapes our heart when we learn to meditate on Scripture.
我觉得神是真正可以透过默想经文来改变我们的心。
Meditating on Scripture is different than just studying Scripture.
默想上帝的话语跟我们去读神的话其实是两个不一样的层面。
One pastor, Tim Keller, he said that meditation is reading Scripture in God's presence.
那 Tim Keller 这位神学家说，默想其实就是在上帝的面前阅读圣经。
And if I could add to that.I would say that meditating on Scripture is reading in God's presence, but we do that by reading Scripture prayerfully.
那当然我会更加一点的，我的想法是，当我们在默想圣经的时候，我们是用全部的祷告来阅读圣经。
That we are listening and seeing what God will put on our hearts.
我们在聆听神要放在我们心上的。
What meaning does God bring out of the scripture that we're reading?
那神透过他的话语要告诉我些什么？
And we are to respond in prayer.
然后我们要回应，我们用祷告来回应。
So there's four really easy steps for something called the Lectio Divina.
那我跟各位分享有四个很简单的这个步骤。那这个四个步骤事实上就叫做圣言诵读、诵祷。
This is how to meditate on Scripture, not studying Scripture. How to meditate on Scripture.
那这个就是说，我们怎么样能够用默想来默想神的话语。
So you first want to read a small piece of Scripture, not too long, not too short, but not very long.
那一开始呢，就是选择一段简短的经文来阅读。
So it's kind of like if you're eating, you just take a bite out of an apple. You're taking a bite out of scripture, something that you won't choke on because it's so big.
那也就是就类似像用吃东西的这种比喻来说，你的咬这一口不要咬太大口，让自己呛住了，就是一小口一小口的咬，用默想阅读好几遍。
And you would read it over at least three times.
至少读三遍以上。
And then you begin to reflect.
然后你开始反思。
So reflecting is when you try to be to see if there is a word or a phrase that God might be impressing on your heart.
那就是在你阅读的那个经文当中，你寻找一个能够让你非常感动的一个词或是一句话。
Maybe a word or phrase like creates a lot of insights in your mind.
啊，例如就是说，好像就是说，你要经常用这个内在的洞察力去祷告。
But God could also impress feelings and emotions and even desires.
就是让你感动的那个最深刻的东西，也可以是一种情感，也可以是一种记忆。
And that's when you start turning it over, that word or that phrase over in your mind, and you look for the meaning behind that word.
也就是在你的脑海中呢，你就一直不断的翻转那个最让你感动的那个话语。
It's like chewing on food, like tasting it.
就像你咀嚼食物一样，你就在咀嚼当中，你去尝这个食物。
And then after you've chewed on it, you've like thought about it, and you know like this is the word that like Jesus gave me.
当你在
then you respond.
当你在咀嚼的过程当中呢，那你就很清楚，去品尝的过程当中，你很清楚知道这个就是神要给我的那个话语，然后我就可以回应。
Then you respond in prayer.
然后我是用祷告来回应。
You pray however this word has moved you or whatever it has been impressed on you, you just pray to God. It could be thanksgiving, it could be praise, it could be doubts, it could be confession, it could be anything. You pray a response to the word that God gave you.
你就是就是在祷告当中回应，你就不断的去思考，去思想神给你感动的这些话。你可以用不同的方式来回应他，你可以用赞美的方式，用忏悔的方式，用感恩的方式，甚至恳求的方式去回应他。
It's kind of like swallowing God's word. You're taking it in through prayer.
然后就像你吞下去一样，然后你就是透过这个祷告来回应接受神的话语。
And the last thing is you record it.
那最后一步呢，就是你把它记录下来。
Write down what happened during your time of meditation.
写下在你默想这期间所发生的任何事情。
I believe writing helps you to internalize what God has been saying to you.
那我相信就是说，记录写下来呢，会帮助你把神所告诉你的内化在里面。
Sometimes it helps you better understand what God is saying.
写下来会让你更了解神要跟你说的是什么。
And this to me is like digesting scripture.
那对我来讲，就像我们吃东西最后要消化。
And as we apply scripture and align our hearts with scripture.
当我们应用经文的时候，把我们的心跟神的心呢是一致对齐的。
I think God will lead you.
我相信神会带领你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you just for your word.
谢谢主你的话语。
Thank you for the things that you've taught us.
谢谢你的教导。
Father, I pray that your word would take root in our lives.
主啊，我祷告你的话语将在我们的生命当中扎根。
Father, that you would use your word to speak and to lead us.
主，你用你的话语对我们说话，并带领我们。
Surround us with wisdom.
用智慧包围我们。
And help us to see your providence in our life.
让我们看到你在我们人，在我们生命中的旨意。
Thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
谢谢主，我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。 Amen.